This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is what Ira Winderman writes about the Heat and free agency, which begins at 6. It is moving day in the NBA, with the question for the Miami Heat ahead of Monday's 6 p.m. start of free agency being whether they have a move to make. The Heat have 14 players under standard contract for next season, one shy of the NBA regular season limit, and a return by Duncan Robinson is still a possibility. So it would appear only a creative approach by Pat Riley and his team's front office would shake up a roster that closed last season at 37-45 before being blown out of the first round of the playoffs by a record margin. As the opening bell approaches, albeit in a league where the opening bell is often more ceremonial than actual limit. I just lost my place here because I got a pop-up ad. Damn Sun Sentinel. At least our ads, you know when they're coming. You just pop up in the middle of whatever you're reading. Robinson, the Heat's all-time leader in three-pointers, on Sunday exercised his early termination option to become a free agent, bypassing the $20 million final season on the five-year $90 million contract he signed with the team in 2021, with $10 million guaranteed for next season. Among possibilities for the next step for Robinson are returning to the Heat on a new free agent contract more favorable to the Heat in 25 and 26 than the $20 million salary, working with the Heat to facilitate a sign and trade agreement to move elsewhere, or signing outright elsewhere. Among the possibilities that are the option of re-signing Robinson or bringing back unrestricted free agent Alec Burks, who stood as last season's alternate choice as three-point specialist when Robinson was off his game amid an uneven season. Should Robinson move on elsewhere, the Heat would have a variety of salary cap exceptions to sign a 15th player to a standard contract. In the void of Robinson, the replacement priority likely would be placed on shooting. In the wake of last season's demise, including the team's first losing season since 2018-2019, Riley, in his season-closing comments, said, "I think we do have to make changes. There's no doubt there has to be some change." So far, Ira Winderman writes in the Sun Sentinel, there has been none other than the first-round selection of Kasparis Jakaciūnas, the creative playmaker drafted from Illinois. By contrast, there have been a series of franchise-altering trades around the league, from the Rockets adding Kevin Durant to the Hawks acquiring Kristaps Porzingis to the Magic dealing for Desmond Bane. For the Heat, there's been none of that. Among potential trade elements from the current roster are Andrew Wiggins, Kyle Anderson, and Terry Rozier, largely because of each holding a contract that either does or could expire after the coming season. The Heat also have youthful elements potentially put into play, such as Nikola Jovic, Jaime Jaquez Jr., or possibly past two first-round picks, Kalel Ware and Jakachonis. While Monday is referred to as the start of free agency, it is also when teams can better set trades by utilizing elements of the free agency process. Then, there are the Heat's own remaining free agency decisions. While Robinson took one decision somewhat out of the Heat's hands, in play starting at 6 p.m. is the ability by other teams to approach the Heat's free agents. That group includes Alec Burks, Josh Christopher, Isaiah Stevens, and Drew Smith, who has a qualifying offer in place on the Heat two-way contract, affording the Heat the right to match any potential outside offers. While the goal, in light of the Heat's middling status in the Eastern Conference after finishing in 10th place last season, is to stay under the luxury tax in 2025 and 26, the Heat do have a variety of spending options on free agency. Among them are all or a portion of the $14.1 million mid-level exception, the $5.1 million biannual exception, or remaining trade exceptions from deals made last season, $16.1 million from sending out Jimmy Butler, $3.1 million for sending out Josh Richardson. Utilization of such exceptions would, in turn, hard cap the Heat for the coming season. In addition, with the possibility of significant cap space for the 2026 offseason, the desire to offer free agent contracts for more than one season could prove limited. So what do all those words add up to you? For me, it adds up to not much going on other than running it back from last season. That's the reality of it. And I know what Pat Riley said after the season. And I know Sham said, expect some big things to happen tonight. I don't see where it's happening for the Heat. I don't see any moves that are outlandish. I hope I'm surprised, but I don't see where it's coming from.
Yeah. And the guys you said that they have to decide on Burks and only name I know, Stevenson, Christopher Smith, don't even know what those guys look like. So no big deal. But my thing is, there's nobody out there. Like, we want to sell. What are we buying? Like, there's nothing to buy. We were joking about the free agent list earlier. Like, who else? There's no Kevin Durant.
You got to find someone like a Porzingis. It's not necessarily that there's free agents that you're just looking to sign. You're looking to acquire talent the way Orlando went out and got Desmond Bane, right? The way Atlanta got Kristaps Porzingis. Like, That's what's left for the Heat to make something happen.
There's names though, Crowder. You're right? Like the Giannises of the world. I mean, I think you're kind of spinning your wheels there. It seems like he's going to stay, but Jaylen Brown has been talked about with the Boston Celtics. Now that the Miami Heat have Andrew Wiggins, they have some flexibility with Duncan Robinson, potentially with a sign-in trade, and you have Terry Rozier. I'm not saying that package lands Jaylen Brown. Obviously, there would have to be more, but that's how you get it done, right? You have to accumulate enough money roster-wise, maybe a sign-and-trade, Andrew Wiggins, Rozier, a young player, and you go and you trade for a Porzingis or a Desmond Bane or a Jaylen Brown or a Derek White. Like, that's how it's going to get done. Teams that are looking for some sort of either soft reset or a full reset in the Celtics case.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm with you though, Hawk. I'm with you. Unless the Heat are able to find a suitor like that, and there's value, they find value in Andrew Wiggins, and you're kind of just dumping Terry Rozier to whichever sucker is willing to take him at this point. And to be fair, he's an expiring, as Ira points out. To me, it doesn't seem likely that the Miami Heat are going to make any sort of big move because
consequential move, yeah,
correct. Because they want to remain flexible, they don't want to trade for somebody who's on the books 35 million or 40 million this year, 45 million next year, because they want to remain flexible for 2026.
So, we're planning for the future all next season. It's tough to hear, but a lot of teams do it, but it's tough to hear.
Well, it's what they've been doing. They've done this several seasons where they haven't done much with their eyes on the prize for something a season or two away. Hasn't worked out very well. I mean, it did with LeBron, but it hasn't worked out, you know, with KD or Giannis or any others. But, I mean, I don't know, again, if there's anything, you know, we talked about it at the end of the season. Do you make a move just for the sake of making a move to satiate Heat Nation, or do you not make a move? Which, by the way, they did not with KD. They could have sweetened the pot. They chose not to. Their track seems to be more like, hey, we'll make a move if it makes sense. If not, we'll continue to eye things for the future.
Trust O'Reilly. I really do.
Remain flexible is basically what they're telling you. Like, hey, we're going to remain flexible. We want to have options next season, whether that means Luka staying, whether it's not, like, who knows? I don't know, but here's what I do know. Trade deadline comes up. How many people genuinely believed to start last season in Golden State that they were going to be able to land Jimmy Butler, right? Like, I mean, maybe, but you don't know that for sure. Things went south in Miami, and all of a sudden Golden State was flexible enough to trade for Jimmy Butler. They had the assets available to do it. And you know, that's the type of game that Miami's playing right now. Whether it's right or wrong, I'm not telling you. I'm just saying that's the type of game where, hey, maybe things go really south with Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee. And all of a sudden at the deadline, the Bucks are like, we've got to get out of this situation. And here comes Miami. They're available. They have the expiring deals. They have the money capable to trade for a player like that. So that's the game here. Remain flexible. Keep 2026. You know, the priority,
remain flexible.
Don't kill yourself. Until
there's someone who's worth not remaining flexible because
right.
of,
right.
Which makes sense. I mean, yep. You know, it makes sense, but sometimes that means, okay, well, you got to run back a roster that finished 10th in the East and got blown out by Cleveland. Like,
and to know, make matters worse, the East has probably never been this wide open, which is right. What I think Heat fans are frustrated about. They're looking at the Indiana Pacers. They see what the Boston Celtics are going to look like next year, most likely without their superstar. And the biggest, you know, team you have to go through in the East right now is the New York Knicks, who don't have a head coach, and Desmond Bane and Paolo Banchero. And you're kind of saying, like, hey, why is there inaction here? Why is Andrew Wiggins going to be our third best player next season? And I get the frustration. I get it.
If you tell Pat that Halliburton's tearing his Achilles, Tatum's tearing his Achilles, Damian Lillard's out for the – you tell him that 3-4 months ago, I guarantee something happens. You just can't – you know, the injury thing. You didn't know the East was going to be this damn weak this year. Nobody do until the damn injuries happen.
I was told by one of my soccer insider friends, hey, you know, for the Club World Cup, bet Inter Milan today. Game started about 45 minutes ago. Bet Inter Milan and the under. So I bet Inter Milan and the under, and this Flonase scored a goal within like the first 2 minutes of the match. Mm-hmm. So it's going to go into halftime here with Flonase beating Inter Milan 1-0, up on Milan 1-0.
Who has allergies?
Yeah, I don't know. Flonase.
Is Zyrtec playing?
A funny joke.
That, of course, Fluminense, one of the largest clubs in South America, of course.
It is not Flonase?
Close, but no, not Flonase. Mm.
Thought I had gotten my soccer knowledge up to a respectable spot, but I guess not. Fluminense.
A country called Fluminense? City?
Well, it's the Club World Cup, so these are club teams. Oh, so this is not the national Flonase team. This is the club team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.